Hello there, and welcome to episode 105 of the Cast. Desi is currently in hiding, as the lizard people didn't like his podcast about the Rolling Stones. As a result, they've sent out hit squads. So, his signal is being bounced off hack satellites and other shortwave relays. Just give me a sec here to tune him in.
Standing on the corner at midnight, trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dance in a little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff. Through the long she filled my sleep, her body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street. Down on Main Street. In the pool halls, the hustlers.
In 3, 2. Yeah. Well, the summer is in full swing, and it's time for yet another Iancast. This is episode 105. So, Ian, when it's the summer, in a pandemic, sometimes you just need to sit back, relax, and listen to some classic music. In this case, it will be a bit of classic rock. Now, a lot of the time, classic rock is derided and made fun of, but sometimes classic rock is, in fact,
classic.
And if you go
classic
with enough quality, you'll get some of what I'm sending you today. You'll be getting three albums, the first of which is the 1976-2018 remastered Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band Night Moves. This is one of his top two or three albums, and he's had a very, very long musical career. He has had some masterful albums, and he has released some absolute
bombers.
This is one of the masterful ones, even if just for the title track, Night Moves, and Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Those are great. This one also contains Come to Papa, another great Bob Seger song. I do not have a copy of Live Bullet, which is again one of the better live albums ever released, but you'll be getting this classic bit of music from My Hard Drive Yours.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high, way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the winds got heavy, out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues. Working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news. Working on our night moves in the summertime.
And let us also not forget Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh has been a feature in a previous Iancast, I'm pretty sure, and this is his 1981 album, There Goes the Neighborhood. Notable for it containing Life of Illusion, which was used on the soundtrack for 40 Year Old Virgin and in the movie itself.
Sometimes I can't help but feeling that I'm living a life of illusion.
Walsh and Bob Seger are storytellers, and their songs generally evoke some kind of a story. They are not cobbling together random sounding lyrics that just kind of sound good together. Their songs actually tell a story with the beginnings, middles, and ends. And this is also not Joe Walsh's greatest album, but it is in the top, say, three or four of his long and storied career. Joe Walsh, a spectacular guitarist, Bob Seger has had a like 60-year career in music, and most of it's been good. And again, as I mentioned previously, some of it's just been god-awful, but this is one of the gems. And the third album in the trio that I will be sending to you is kind of a bright little pandemic story. I'm going to think of it anyway as a bright pandemic story. And it is an album by John Fogerty called Fogerty's Factory. Now, he has been locked down with his family. And if you're John Fogerty and you're locked down with a musical family, what does one do? Well, one records an album and releases it. So this is John Fogerty playing with three of his kids, and they have a half dozen of his classic tunes, and they're doing it with, I think it's two guitars and a bass and maybe an acoustic guitar, something like that. Anyway, this is actually pretty good, and John Fogerty is in his mid to late 70s, I think. And as far as I'm aware, he's still singing all the songs in their original key, which is quite a accomplishment.
Well, don't go around tonight, cause it's about to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. I hear hurricanes are blowing.
Who's been in the music business at least as long as Bob Seger, if not longer, being that he had albums coming out in the late 60s. And John Fogerty is also a masterful guitarist, and this is a half dozen of his classics, including Centerfield and my favorite song that he ever wrote, which is Fortunate Son. So hopefully you are fortunate, you're keeping yourself and your family safe, and do enjoy some classics on this episode 105, a classic Ian Cast.
The Baltimore night with the flag, blue and red, white, blue. The wind of man plays hail to the chief. Oh, the point they can't ask you. It ain't me, it ain't me. I ain't no senator.
For listening to episode 105. Not to worry, negotiations are underway to bring to give Jesse safe passage back to the rest of the human race. Thanks a great deal to our friends in the Illuminati. Not those posers from the book, but the real